Unit 4. Drones. Remote-controlled toys have been around for quite a long time. First came remote-controlled toy cars. Perhaps you've seen hobbyists playing with their expensive toy cars in a park on Saturday or Sunday. Remote-controlled boats and airplanes then appeared. The toy airplanes were very expensive, very noisy, and they crashed a lot. Those little airplanes had a tiny combustion engine and a propeller in front. However, due to advances in technology, there are now remote-controlled aircraft called hobby drones that can maneuver just like a helicopter. They can go up, down, left, right, rotate, and hover in place. They are very quiet and can carry a small payload. They also have a remote camera so that the pilot on the ground can guide the drone from far away. These hobby drones are not at all expensive, and so the number of hobbyists has increased dramatically. As with many other forms of new technology in the past, the rise of the hobby drone has created both benefits and problems. First of all, let's take a look at the good points. Because they are equipped with a camera, they can be used in search and rescue operations. News gathering organizations use them for getting aerial video footage of fires and other types of disasters and accidents. They are even popular with farmers who are enthusiastically using them for crop and land inspection and for spreading chemicals on crops from above. Aerial photography of remote areas is another use. Just take a look at the thousands of aerial videos taken by hobby drone enthusiasts online. Hiring a helicopter for an aerial view is very expensive. For the price of hiring a pilot and full-sized helicopter for just a few hours, you could buy several hobby drones. So, even if they crash or get lost, they are still cheaper. Well then, what is the downside to hobby drones? I'm afraid that the dangers may very well outweigh the benefits. Drones have been causing a lot of trouble. People have been knocked out by careless pilots or out-of-control drones. Hobbyists have used them to spy on their neighbors. They have been used to smuggle drugs and weapons. Complaints concerning drones have risen dramatically. For example, in 2014 in the USA, there were about 250 complaints. Then, just the next year, that figure rose to about 650. By far, the worst problem is hobby drones interfering with commercial aircraft. The second worst offense is swarms of news drones getting in the way of firefighters and rescue operations. Firefighting helicopters have had to land because of them, which allowed the fire to cause more damage. Heavy government regulation of hobby drones is already underway. If you own a hobby drone, you might be asked to get a license soon. Unfortunately, they are not the harmless toys they appear to be.